Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Welcome to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we do have some amazing guests lined up for you today. We've got Emily Burning with an amazing, amazing ministry called Let Them Live. Wait till you hear her story. It is one of the most amazing ones. I've interviewed her a number of times from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, which, by the way, we're going to here on February 23rd and 24th. So that's coming up right now. So Emily is going to be with us with Let Them Live, and what that has to do with is, helping the unborn children. And so we're gonna hear from Emily, and then we have Eugene Bauer with us. He is a rodeo clown with a God story. And so how amazing is that? I haven't interviewed just a whole lot of rodeo clowns, but we had him call in on Truth Talk Live, and earlier this week, and so very cool. We're going to have him on, a rodeo clown with a God story. But since we're having a little struggle getting either of them on the phone, are we actually talking to somebody now? Okay. Why don't we just go ahead, and I do have some amazing clown jokes since we've got a rodeo clown. If you wouldn't mind, Nick, if you can hear me, Nick, let's just go to play some shenanigans since we can't get either guest on. There we go. All righty. So speaking of rodeo clown, and we're going to get our joke music up here going in a second. Nick, if you hear me, it'd be good because you're going to have to be the only person that can answer these. Unless you've got somebody on the phone, that would be good. All right. So, these tickled me this morning as I was working on them. So, Nick, are you ready? He's not ready. So we'll just get to stall some more as we have had some technical problems this morning with some of the radio stations going off the air. And we got Eugene is with us, it looks like. So that's good. So he being the rodeo clown, maybe he can help us with this. All right. So, Nick, why did the rodeo clown go to the doctor? And feel free to jump in on that, Eugene, if you happen to have heard it. I bet you have. Why did the rodeo clown go to the doctor?
Why did the rodeo clown go to the doctor?
There you go.
That's a new one for me, Stu.
I'm Robbie, but that's okay. You compliment me greatly by calling me Stu. He went to the doctor because he was feeling funny. You've probably had that feeling.
That's right. Been there, done that, right?
So here's another one for you. What is it when a clown holds the door open for you? I know you've been wondering, Nick. You got any ideas? What is it when a clown holds the door open for you? That's what you call a nice jester. A nice jester.
There we go. Hey, I know a thing or two about that as well from working circus, but
I bet you do. So what do you get when you boil a clown? I bet you know that one. Come on now.
I'm waiting on it.
You get laughing stock. That's what you get is laughing stock. And so
I believe I'm about to start writing these down so I have some new material to use in my upcoming shows.
You can go back and listen to the podcast and they're all going to be there. All right.
Yes,
these made me laugh a lot when I was there. So what's the best part about clown college at spring break? The best part about clown college at spring break. You got any ideas, Nick?
Sorry,
everybody can go to Daytona Beach in the one car. quite the road trip. And so what's the difference between the Capitol building, the Capitol, U.S. Capitol building, and a clown car? Have you thought about that one? A clown car, is smaller and it has wheels.
Same difference, right?
Yeah, right. Now, this is one of my favorites as we were thinking about it. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bicycle and a poorly dressed clown on a tricycle? Nick, come on. You got to do something today. Come on.
I'm thinking about it. I can't think of them right now.
It's attire.
That's a good one.
I thought it was. I really did. So, you know, and here's another one that actually tickled me a lot when I found it. What does the bartender say when a clown, a polar bear, an Irishman, a termite, and a pilot walk into his bar? What is this? Some kind of joke? And he probably would say that if you saw that. It would definitely be. And before we get to my last one, I saved what I thought was the funniest of my clown jokes for the last. Nick, I'm really glad I had this stall while we tried to get our game on. So if you are attacked, think hard on this one, Eugene. If you're attacked by a pack of ravenous zombie clowns, these guys are hungry and they're zombie clowns, what do you do? You always go for the juggler.
Every time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, we had a little extra punishment today because we had some time that we didn't expect we'd have. So, at the end of those shenanigans, he knew he'd actually have a Bible riddle for you to call in and win. And so, so exciting today. Here is your riddle, and if you can answer this one, you'll be able to win a prize from the Truth Prize, or from the
Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
Yeah, the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. There you go. So according to the Bible, what is clown medicine? According to the Bible, don't answer this one because Nick or Eugene, because we want people to call in and win. What, according to the Bible, is clown medicine? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if they call that number, you'll tell them what they'll win, right, Nick?
Absolutely, yes. You'll be winning a prize from our Kingdom Pursuits Prize Ball. Just give us a call at 866-348-7884 if you know the answer to Robert's riddle.
There you go. You call us, 866-348-7884, and tell us, according to the Bible, what is clown medicine? I think you will find that if you look hard. So, Eugene, so great to have you back with us. We talked on Truth Talk Live, but clearly you're given a platform by God.
Is it?
Pardon me?
It's great to be back with you again, once again in the work truck, but hey, we keep it going. That's so much going on, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so for our listeners that weren't listening to Truth Talk Live on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day that was that you called on, why don't you tell them a little bit of your story?
Okay, so as I was tuning in, that was on Tuesday there, February the 4th, getting talking about some things that we can put on our vehicle to kind of help us out whenever we're going down the road and maybe someone cuts us off or kind of doesn't throw a turn signal for us quick enough. It helps us out to go back to that for reference, but also it helps someone else to know that everything's going to be all right. And on the back of my vehicles, I've always put let go and let God. I can see that from my rearview mirror myself and also the others from the outside. I can see that.
Oh, unfortunately, Eugene, we're coming up on a break, so we're going to let go and let God. Wait till you hear the rest of Eugene's story. It's going to be coming right up. Plus, hopefully, we'll have Emily from Let Them Live and so much more on Kingdom Pursuits. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And right now we are so blessed to have with us Eugene Bauer. He was a rodeo clown. Wait till you hear his story, which we're going to get to in just a second here. But also we have that question laying out there so you could win a prize from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. According to the Bible, what is clown medicine? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So getting back to Eugene, I hate I interrupted you, but yeah, you called in because you had that let go and let God slogan is sometimes you deal with, I guess, road entanglements by looking at your own slogan, right?
Well, that's right. You know, and as we've talked a little bit since then, you know, often we just need a quick reminder because, hey, we all fall short, you know. But I've traveled to rodeo, and so as we talk about the rodeo clowning, right out of high school, I decided I wanted to get involved in rodeo, and I started riding bulls, and I quickly jumped into professional circuit of riding bulls. I was doing that, and I had some injuries come about, which kind of delayed me for a short time, and so I decided to start riding bucking horses while I was coming back from the injury list, and actually became a champion bareback bronc rider. I won quite a few titles with that, some of those being the National Cowboy Association. I was their champion in 2008, again in 2010, and even qualified to go out to Oklahoma City to compete with the International Professional Rodeo Association in the top 15 in the world. Throughout injuries that happen, even a broken neck, broken clavicle, broken wrist, there's different things that happen, old muscles. I started getting involved in being a rodeo clown entertainer. I continued, that was in 2007 when I first stepped in the arena as a rodeo clown, inspired by a few mentors in my life. And, I continued to clown and ride the bucking horses until 2012, and I decided I was going to hang up the riding and just go straight into doing the rodeo clown entertaining part of the rodeo and focus completely on that. I still am a rodeo clown entertainer. I've got shows that are booked throughout the rest of the year that I'll be traveling across the country. Most of the time I stay southeast or this side of the Mississippi simply because of traveling expenses. And I also I have a business that I'm running. And, my ministry is not only there in the rodeo arena but outside as well, as I travel around and speak with youth groups and churches.
That's beautiful.
It goes a little bit deeper.
Yeah, it does.
So we talk about our testimonies that we share. Well, we go into the rodeo injuries, but in 2023, I went out to Guthrie, Oklahoma. I competed with the International Professional Rodeo Association. I won two national titles as a rodeo clown, one of those being the champion barrel man, which is when we step in to rescue a bullfighter or a bull rider with our barrel. It's kind of like our bulletproof vest. And also I took a comedy act out, which is a 1928 Model A Ford, and won the top contract comedy act, which is similar to what you see on TV with the different shows, the talent shows where people win and do stuff. That's what I was doing in Oklahoma, and I won a buckle and I won the title, which also opens up different doors for me working different rodeos. Later on in that same year of 2023, in November, I was cutting a tree to help out a friend. As I was getting ready to get married to my fiance, needed a little extra income, and also had a friend that needed some help. I was in a lift about 35 feet off the ground, and I got catapulted out of my lift onto the tree and then to the ground head first, where I sustained a lot of injuries, had a near-death accident, would say a lot of internal damage with my ribs, my collapsed lung, my clavicle. Also, coming from that, I've experienced a traumatic brain injury, and it's really turned my world around. And with that happening, I've had a lot of life changes.
Yeah, so can you take us, like, when did you ever come to understand what made the platform catapult you like that?
but God is all I can say. I needed to be slowed down at the time. I had a lot of stuff going on that was keeping me busy, but just some things can go wrong when you cut a tree. You never know which way it's going to fall. Also, we had a machine, a skid steer hooked to it, and the way the rope was positioned could have caused it to twist a certain way, but I don't remember the accident happening. I remember cranking the chainsaw, moving up in the lift, and I remember touching the tree with a chainsaw, and I can't recall anything else until 5 days later in the ICU. My dad and my friends that were present at the job, they said that I was dead there for about 10 minutes, and then after that, I started trying to get up on my own, and I was bulking out of my mind. They'd say just I was sharing that I didn't fall out of the lift to my fiance, that I just simply bent over and I fell over, and of course with a concussion because of that, I didn't know what I was talking about. And so I spent some time. I spent 9 days in the hospital, 6 of those in ICU, but for the first 5 days, I can't recall anything that happened other than one night I heard my pastor come in and whisper a prayer into my ear. And that's the only thing I've got to pick up from those 5 days. But moving forward, I got out of the hospital and I decided I wanted to get into therapy, which meant get back to what I was doing before. At the time, I was running my landscaping business. I had some lawn care contracts and maintenance contracts. And although I was in a mobility chair for a time there, I'd get my dad to assist me and put me on the zero turn. Dad wasn't too happy when I'd asked for him to do that. That was on a Thursday in December. But that Sunday, as I was looking forward after service to reach out to my dad and let him know that there was something shared in that service that I thought that he needed to hear, I received a text message from my mom's associate pastor that shared that my dad had came to church with her, which he hadn't done in quite a few years, and he dedicated his life to Christ.
Wow.
So what I wanted to share with my dad is the words of my pastor, Brad Atkins, at Lake Bowen Baptist Church there. Is he said that when we return bad favor to someone who's done good to us, that's evil, and we shouldn't do it. When we return good favor to someone who's done something good for us, we should do that, and that's human nature, the right thing to do. But he says if someone does something bad and you return good favor, that's called divine, D-I-V-I-N-E. And I had to let my dad know that he did raise me to do good things for bad people, no matter what the circumstances. And God was at work on both ends there.
That's such a cool story. Well, we finally got Emily. That's good news. On with us with Let Them Live. And so we've just got a minute or two before the break. But Emily, we'll get started with you. Let Them Live. It's so good to have you on.
It is so great to be on. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes. And so for those who are not familiar with Let Them Live, can you kind of share a little bit about what it is?
Absolutely. So one of the main reasons that women have abortions in the United States is because of financial reasons. So my husband and I founded Let Them Live to raise money and give support to these moms and pay their bills and just give them the help that they need to cancel their abortions and choose life. We've helped almost 1,000 women choose life, which is amazing. And we're going to keep going.
Yeah, it really is. And of course, the story, which I definitely want to get coming into the next segment, of how it all came to start is just a mind-blowing kind of thing. But at this point, right, you guys are continuing to grow, and God is using this because I never really had thought about the fact that a lot of these ladies, they have the abortion because they simply can't afford a child.
Yep, 100%. And they feel like they're backed into a corner because of their life circumstances, which are temporary, but they feel backed into a corner to have that abortion. So it's really not a choice to begin with. So when Let Them Live and other organizations can provide the support that they need, they feel this weight lifted off, like they can actually make the choice that they want to make, which is choosing life. They want their babies. They want to be great moms. They just need the help to do it.
Right, because obviously with the whole circumstances, they're terrified, right?
Yep, 100%.
There's so many things in their life that they're terrified with, But that, you know, taking off that part of the burden, simply, and but you can see the fruit of it. How many children have you guys, or do you still have that number?
Yes, well over 1,000 because we've had numerous twin moms as well. So a lot of those babies are still in the womb, but they'll be, you know, they're just born, honestly, all the time. We have babies that are born multiple every month. So it's really amazing to see these moms and their babies. Obviously, the babies are so cute, but to be able to see the moms and their life transformation, you know, and that's the beauty of supporting Let Them Live. And with the work that we do is that we get to see the fruits of our labor. You know, we get to see the fruits of our donation and our work pretty immediately in the lives of the moms we help. And then obviously in the babies and the lives that they get to live. We have a couple of babies coming up this year that are going to be turning 5 years old. And that's wild to me because these are human lives. These are individual lives that they've been living, that lots of laughs, lots of love. And I'm just excited to see them grow up and see what they do in the world.
Yeah. And that very first one, is that one of the five-year-olds?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So we have these sweet kids, and I call them babies, but they are definitely not babies anymore.
Yeah, because, you know, and then when they have babies, you think about all the babies that are going to come from those babies, that those thousand will be get thousands.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing. So we got a whole lot more coming up with Eugene and Emily. Let Them Live. And again, our rodeo clown, how fun is this? Stay tuned. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. How fun today. You may think we're clowning around, but just a little bit with Eugene Bauer, our rodeo clown, but we also have... You know, we have Emily Burning with Let Them Live. And so much of Eugene's story, when you hear it a little bit later, you know, when it has to do with his recovery from the fall out of the platform as he was working on that tree, you know, God let him live. And so it's fascinating when you think about the impact that life has on so many lives. You know, I was thinking about it, Emily, that, you know, years ago, in my teens, I attempted suicide. And later on in my life, I realized, had I been successful in that attempt, I not only would have killed myself, obviously, but I have three children that never would have lived, right?
Yeah, that's really, it's really something to think about when we think about life. It's something I think about all the time. Is the generational impact, you know, and it's obviously something I'm very sorry you went through. I'm glad that you didn't, but it really probably put it into perspective to you, as it has for me with Let Them Live, that the generational impact, we may be able to see it for a couple generations, but, I mean, we're talking, you know, hopefully hundreds of years, you know, thousands of years down the road, these children are going to have lots and lots and lots of other children. So it's really amazing because you know that the impact that we're having is much greater than just one life.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, I have grandchildren now, too, and it won't be terribly long, I hate to say. Well, I don't hate to say.
Yes.
I'm glad it won't be terribly long. I'll probably have great-grandchildren. And so, and you just think, man, just one of those not living, what a horrible thought this, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, atrocity that's happened to mankind with this abortion thing is unbelievable. But, you know, the original story, just if everybody hadn't heard that, the story of how God gave you this ministry, Emily, is just breathtaking.
It really is. God is really good. I was thinking about that this morning, actually. My husband and I were talking about just how much Let Them Live has grown in the last 6 years. And it's really amazing what God has done. So, you know, he took our lives and made them his own. You know, I never thought that I would be running a nonprofit. I never thought that I would be doing anything regarding abortion, you know, anti-abortion advocacy. But God really, really spoke to us, and there was just one mom, and that's how it started. And that's my encouragement to everyone is just help one, and then it goes from there. But there was just one mom. She was pregnant, evicted, lost her job, living in her car. It was freezing. and she had an abortion scheduled. And my husband, Nathan, reached out to her and said, why do you have this abortion scheduled? And what can we do to help? And we ended up, this is before Let Them Live or any sort of anything was in place. So we actually just sent her all the money we had in our bank account. My husband agreed to that, and he nudged me awake, and he's like, hey, you want to help save a life from abortion? And he's like, we got to give this mom all of our money. And I said, okay, I'm on board. So we did, and we got her back into her apartment, and she canceled her abortion. And God used that one moment, that one mom, to spark this idea of, oh my gosh, there's probably other women in the United States that are in around the world that are having these abortions, and they're totally preventable if they just had some support. And that's how Let Them Live got started, and we've been on this wild ride ever since.
Right, and just to supplement the story, because I know it, and you've probably told it so many times, the little details that stick out in my mind is, number one, they were newlyweds. I mean, you guys been married, what, 3 months or 4 months?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, let's see, September, October. We were married literally just over 2 months. So we were newlyweds, had no money.
Right, you picture this scene. Here's this young newlyweds, right? She's asleep, and the husband looks over and says, you want to save a life? We got to give all our money. The beauty of what God did in that moment. And then, you know, the other part about your ministry that just delights my heart in so many different ways is God has provided so much money, right? You guys got the idea, but then money came from everywhere that's allowed you guys to help those 1,000 children because clearly you didn't have the money to help all these moms. And so
yes.
Once you get behind something God's doing, you know, he funds it, right?
He 100% does. We have raised so much money to help moms. I believe we've raised over $15 million in the time that we've existed, and we have support from all over the world. In fact, I just got a message from one of our donors in Portugal saying, thank you so much for the work that you do. You know, I found you online. So we have the most amazing support, and it's people who just want to help, and it's really easy to do it, right? I mean, it's as easy as saying, hey, you want to save a life from abortion? Yeah, okay. Like, you can make that donation from your couch. And then you get to see, as a supporter, all of our supporters get to walk alongside the moms and see their journey, see their ultrasounds, their updates. They get to see the picture and videos of the baby that they saved from abortion. So that was our goal, was some of the very first babies that we saved from abortion, Nathan and I got to hold and to meet. And that changed the experience for us completely. So we want all of our donors to experience that as well, as much as they can, you know, to see that their donation of, you know, $50 or whatever it was actually saved a human life.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it is really cool that God gives us the honor, right, of jumping into the gap. And then, but you know, clearly the mom is got to have the humility to ask for help and realize that, you know, hey, I don't want to make this choice. And I'm sure they don't, but they like you said, they're scared, they're backed up against the wall. But I love, it's God to the rescue.
And the thing
I love about your ministry is you always point out that this is God to the rescue, right? It isn't like, whoa, you know, this is coming from some strange foundation. Know that this came from, right, God's trying to help you out. And so have you experienced some evangelical opportunities along those ways, Emily?
Oh, absolutely. And not just, you know, with the moms, I will say Nathan and I personally, our faith journey, I mean, Nathan wasn't a Christian when we started Let Them Live, and he is a devout Christian now. So, but with our moms, it's really amazing. We just had a support group. We do weekly support groups for our moms, and the topic was prayer. And so many of our moms just are so open to learning about God and to accepting Jesus, and it's really amazing. Obviously, it's never something that we pressure, right? God never pressures us. It's a genuine relationship that he fosters and cultivates gently, sometimes not as gently, depending on the person. Maybe sometimes it hits you like a ton of bricks, but that's our goal with our moms, is to just to give them the opportunity to meet God. And so many of them take it, and it's really beautiful to see how their lives have completely turned around from where they were when they first reached out to now. And it's honestly the biggest blessing to be a part of that.
It is. It is. And again, you know, for you listening, you know, you can be a part of that. You just go to Let Them Give. They have a beautiful website. It's also at Kingdom Pursuits. Link is there today. But, you know, tell your friends. Like, man, I heard the coolest thing on Kingdom Pursuits about this ministry, and this is how it works, and this is how it does. And it is truly, I mean, I've met Emily in person at the NRB a few times. Are you going to be in Dallas here in a couple weeks?
I sure will, so I will definitely see you there.
We always do, you know, it's just an annual event. Yep. But, you know, that's where I originally met you, if I'm not mistaken. It's, you know, and at that point in time, that was years ago, you guys were kind of getting started. And I was like, man, look at this young couple right here. I was telling this, it's the most amazing thing. I've always, always loved it. And actually, I always have, ever since Eugene called on Monday, you know, talk about Let Them Live. God let you live through that situation. And your testimony is doing the same thing, right, Eugene? You know, helping people see that God cares about the littlest details in our life, doesn't he?
Well, that's right. He works through them.
And in your case, right, are you still, are there any physical situations? Are you still limping, or are you in crutches, or what does that look like today? Oh, we got to go to a break. I'm sorry. I just heard that music, and that's telling me that we got to go to a break. And we have this question that has not been answered according to the Bible. What is clown medicine? We have prizes to give away from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault, so we'd love to hear you, have you call in and do that. We got one more segment coming up with Eugene and Emily, and we would love to have you call in as well. 866-348-7884. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So blessed to have with us today Eugene Bauer. He's a rodeo clown with quite a testimony out there sharing God in so many different ways, at schools, churches, wherever he can speak. It's an amazing opportunity. And Emily Burning with her ministry, Let Them Live, which is just a financial support ministry for moms that are, you know, at that point of need to make a decision to keep their baby and, you know, provide the resources in order to do that. And so I know you guys got a new push going on, it would appear, Emily. And so you want to share that with our listeners, what, you know, kind of you're pushing at this point in this season right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're just trying to rally the base, you know, rally the churches, rally people around supporting moms and just pushing for more and more support. You know, I am always saying that, you know, more support that we raise, the more moms we can help and the more babies we can save. So we're on Instagram and social media, and it's just a great way to engage, but we're always trying to focus on that next mom. And, you know, it's sad in a way that, you know, we do this in the first place, that we have to do this in the first place, but it's also a blessing because I think God works through sin and, you know, he works through the bad things to make the good things. So there are moms that are constantly coming to us, but I'm glad that they're coming to us and not going through those abortion clinic doors. So that's always our push, is just to make sure that we have the funds available and ready to support them.
Right. And a lot of may think that, you know, Roe versus Wade was overturned and your state has laws in place. But, oh, my goodness, the battle is at hand. You know, there's plenty of places open. You can get stuff. You can get pills, you know, via the mail if you have the right, you know, techniques and things that people are sharing. And so this is, the battle is so far from over. It's unbelievable. Right, Emily?
Yes, 100%. The fight against abortion is absolutely far from over. We have new challenges ever since Roe was overturned. Like you mentioned, the abortion pills, the chemical abortion, it's a lot harder because when women, you know, come to us and are asking for our help and they're still in the midst of that decision, you know, they're oftentimes holding those abortion pills in their hands, and they can take them at any moment. They're available online. So there's a lot of new challenges, and that goes for any state, you know, regardless of the abortion laws. It's women can travel, they can get their hands on these pills. So we absolutely have our job to do still.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Eugene, again, getting back to your ministry, how could people reach out to you if they want to have you come speak at their church or those kind of things?
You can actually find me. Oh, are you still with me there?
I am.
Okay, so they can actually catch me online. My website's eugenefowler.com.
And spell that for us. Is it Fowler? Eugene Fowler?
That's right.
Eugene Fowler, Fowler. And there, if you got an opportunity, you know, maybe your men's group, how cool, you know, to have a rodeo clown come share kind of what that is. And so are you still doing the rodeo clown thing since you've had the injury?
I have. I actually never slowed down. The time of the accident, it's a slow season for rodeo and there in November. And so I had shows booked in February and March. I was able to go back into returning to there just a few months later. And actually, there's no difference. It hasn't affected me negatively to perform and do what I've always done. So,
again, you got, you know, I was in Spain last week. I can't believe that's true, but it's true. And, man, I mean, they got these bulls. They're telling me that those bulls can run like 60 kilometers per hour, somewhere around 30 miles an hour. That's how fast those bulls are. And those guys are coming after you. And
no, so what you're talking about there in Spain, those are the Spanish matadors,
right?
And there's a lot of things that we here in America, we do not agree with what they're doing there. As we're involved in rodeo, those animals are athletes and we need them as much as we need the cowboys and cowgirls. And so we don't do anything to torture or harm the animals here in America. In Spain, the Spanish matadors, there's techniques that they use to.
Right, right. I'm not referring to that. I was just, right. There's a big discussion between what's happening between the two ideas of bullfighting versus rodeo. But what I'm talking about is here you are, you've got a traumatic brain injury. You obviously fell out of a 35 feet out of this tree stand, you know, platform. And now you're in the ring with a bull that runs how fast?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how fast they are, but I tell you, they can move a lot faster than we can. And,
yeah, I bet. And so was that wasn't a challenge for you?
No, not at all. Actually, it made me more alert and more aware. And actually, the first arena I stepped back into was Conway, South Carolina, for some great friends, a rodeo that I'm actually working again now, the middle of March this year, 14th, 15th, I believe I'll be there. But as the opening song that played was "Let Me Tell You About My Jesus."
Oh, how awesome is that?
Brought an American flag. That showed me that I was in the right place at the right time.
Isn't that beautiful? Amazing how God gives us what we need at the moment. Again, you can see that through Emily. Thank you so much for being with us again. We will see you in Dallas.
Sounds good. See you then.
It's Let Them Live, or you can see them at kingdompursuits.com, letthemlive.com. It's all there, as well as Eugene Fowler, Fowler.com, right? Where you can hook up with him to come speak at your group. And we are so grateful for you listening. Stay tuned. We got encouraging prayer followed by Masculine Journey, and it's time to man up with Nikita Koloff. So much truth coming at you.